We are moving forward with the fourth mission of the second Perikop Pirkei Avot. Today's mission is sort of a continuation of yesterday's Mishnayot. Right, yesterday's Mishnayot, at least the third Mishnah, talked about the centrality of framing one's time through the experience of Torah learning. And we pointed out yesterday that Tiferet Yisrael says that, again, the example of the Mishnah references somebody who has time, right, to learn or to talk about Torah, and decides not to. The next mission continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosha She'achlu Al Shulchan Echad V'lo Amru Alav Divrei Torah. We have three people eat at one table and do not speak words of Torah. Ki'ilu Achlu Mizivchei Meitim. It's as if they have eaten sacrifices of dead idols. It quotes a pasuk Shneamar Ki Al Shulchanot Malu Ki Tzoa B'li Makom. Al Shlosha She'achlu Al Shulchan Echad V'amru Alav Divrei Torah. We have three people. Right, eat at one table and speak Torah together. Kilo achlu mishulchano shel makom, as if they eat in the God's table. Shneamar vayidaber Eli zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. So again, the Tiferet Yisrael sort of picks up on a similar qualification that he mentioned yesterday, and he says that the reason why the Mishnah mentions three people specifically, right? Why does it say three people specifically eating at a meal? And he says, well, if three people are coming together, right, gimel mistama yeshlem pnai, right, iloki and lo hesibu yachad, right, that again, presumably three people are coming together, so they have time, it seems like it's a social gathering, and therefore they have time, so obviously it's really important that they sort of contextualize or at least frame their meal through the medium of Torah study, or at least sort of conversation of substance. The Bar Tanura has an interesting caveat. He says that right, that the Bar Tanura says that the way we sort of fulfill the obligation of this Mishnah is not necessarily to talk to her during the meal, although that's obviously a good thing, but even the experience of benching, right, frames our experience of eating through the lens of gratitude. So according to the Tiferet Yisrael, the focal point here seems to be about making sure the meal, in terms of its substance, right, has Torah. And obviously if a person has time to socialize, presumably he has time to sort of include in the context of that conversation some serious or some significant Torah thought. That's one. And then the Bar Tanura adds sort of a different angle, which is to say that when a person eats, right, he has to sort of always be mindful of the privilege he has of having access to food, and therefore benching serves as the Torah qualifier for the meal itself. It frames the meal through the context of gratitude, and that in and of itself is a fulfillment of the Mishnah's directive. Looking forward to continuing with the next Mishnah.